Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kitwa's Vuzakile Market gutted by fire. Police in Lusaka confirmed the murder of two ZNS officers. In African news, convicted Chinese nationals to be sentenced for human trafficking in South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A devastating fire broke out at Vuzakile Center Market in Kitwe's Vuzakile ward yesterday, leaving a trail of destruction. Confirming the incident to Kombon Radio News, Vuzakile ward councillor Charles Asilomba says the fire was reported around 05:59 hours, prompting a swift response from both residents and the Kitwe City Council. Mr. Silomba has commended the residents for their bravery in attempting to contain the blaze using buckets of water before the Kitwe City Council Fire Brigade arrived to completely extinguish the flames. He discloses that about 11 market vendors were affected by the inferno. The local authority is currently assessing the situation to determine the best way to assist the affected traders.
I received information around 0559 that the Vuzakile Center Market was gutted, and they immediately rushed to the scene. And I would like to thank the members of the community who tried to put off the fire by using water from the buckets. And let alone, the fire was completely quenched by the Kitwe City Council Fire Brigade. We have about 11 who has been affected by the same fire at the center market, and we see how best we help the affected marketeers by way of trying to assess and see how best we can help them using the components of CDF under disaster management.
Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into the suspected murder of two Zambian National Service ZNS officers who were found dead at ZNS BB camp in Lusaka West. The incident is believed to have occurred between 23 hours on September 7th and 05 hours on September 8th, 2025. Zambia Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi has identified the deceased as Warrant Officer Class 2, Mwela Sonkwe 45, and Staff Sergeant Poti Fatembo 42. Mr. Chilabi has told Kombon Radio News that the two were discovered with multiple deep cuts near the back gate of the camp where they had been assigned to night duty.
Brief facts indicate that on September 8, 2025, around 08 hours, police at Bobrum's police post under Matero police station received a report from ZNS officers. The report stated that two servicemen identified as Warrant Officer Class 2, Mwila Sonkwe, age 45, and Staff Sergeant Potfatembo, age 42, were found dead near the back gate where they were on duty. Police officers immediately responded to the scene and discovered the two bodies with multiple deep cuts. Preliminary investigations indicate that the two servicemen were on sentry duty from 07:30 hours on September 7 to 07:30 hours on September 8, 2025. The motive behind the killings has not been established, but police suspect foul play.
Residents of Dollar Hill area in Dollar have raised concern over dust emissions are caused by heavy trucks that pass through the area en route to and from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Hazwo Kalimato has complained that the condition of the tarmac has worsened due to constant pressure from heavy-duty trucks, leaving the road almost impassable for small vehicles. Mr. Kalimato has since called on the relevant authorities to ensure that the water bowsers operate for longer hours in order to suppress the dust, which he says poses a serious health risk to locals.
Going to Sakani, they are joining through dry road connecting to Mfurira. And those from Sakani again, they are connecting through that road coming to Jesco Road. They are passing through Dollar Hill. Now the dust is just too much. There is too much dust. And watering, traffic is just watering once a day. And I tell you, why don't they water four times a day? Two in the morning, two in the afternoon. If they cannot do it, they have finished the tarmac. Let them use the trucks can be using the tarmac, because it's us who are suffering from that, that there's too much pollution.
Kitwe District Education Board Secretary Dr. Ndandule Malambo has emphasized the need for a fair and organized system of promotions and career advancement in the education sector. Speaking when she addressed her school head teachers from across the district, Dr. Malambo said a key-based system that considers a seniority and experience would help prevent bottlenecks and ensure opportunities are distributed evenly. She explained that such a system can reduce stagnation and frustration among teachers while promoting a more positive and motivation work environment. Dr. Malambo has stressed that recognizing teachers' efforts and experience is crucial for boosting morale and motivation, which ultimately translates into improved performance in schools.
Back and say Ministry of Education, like you just said, that ministry, I don't want to remember it again. Yeah, so that you can just supervise what the other one does. Every month, 2 or 3 years, and you go to do your own thing. Yeah, so we'll try to make sure that the queue is created. It's important to have a queue. Human resources, you can't queue people. You always make an appointment and everyone will come. They can even vomit because of the appointment that you have made. No one is understanding why you are doing that. But we want to endeavor to promote someone and everyone should say, hey! They have said that class teacher for a long time.
We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data the bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial star 117 hash or star 115 hash to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.